This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 3rd chapter, text number 23. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Atainam Atmajam Viksha Mahapurusha Lakshanam Devaki tam upadhavat kamsadbita suvishmita. Translation, Shukadev Goswami continued, thereafter, having seen that her child had all the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Devaki, who was very much afraid of Kamsa and unusually astonished, began to offer prayers to the Lord. Purport by Śrīla Prabhupāda. The word suviśmita, meaning astonished, is significant in this verse. Devaki and her husband, Vasudeva, were assured that their child was the Supreme Personality of Godhead and could not be killed by Kamsa, but because of affection, as they thought of Kamsa's previous atrocities, they were simultaneously afraid that Krishna would be killed. This is why the word suviśmita has been used. Similarly, we are also astounded upon thinking of whether this movement will be killed by the asuras or will continue to advance without fear. Ома гьян тимирандасья гинангина шлакая цуксунимиритам джинатажмаши гураве нама Шри Чайтанья Манобиштам Штапитам Джейна Бутале Швайам Рупа Кадамайам Даданте Сва Панантикам Дай Шри Кришна Чайтанья Пабу Нитьянанда Шиадвайта Кададхар Шри Васади Гор Бхакта Риндам Харе Кришна
Харе Кришна 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 Харе
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 Рама
Харе.
In this verse, we hear how Devaki and Vasudeva were concerned about the safety of their child Krishna. Although they knew that he was God, they were still concerned out of parental affection. Vasudeva and Devaki, they knew that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they prayed to the Lord to become their child. And when he appeared in the jailhouse of Kamsa, Krishna appeared in his four-armed Vishnu form. There's that famous painting by our BBT artist of, you know, Vasudeva and Devaki in the jail cell. It looks very much like a jail cell. It's all gray and dark, and they're there very reverentially praying to Vishnu, who had appeared as their child, but he's in his forearm, Vishnu form.
Как, например, есть эта известная картина художника Бибити, как Кришна появляется в четырехрукой форме перед Васудевой Деваки, которая находится в тюрьме Камсы.
And they prayed, "Dear Lord, you're very beautiful like this, but we prayed for you to become our child, so could you assume your childlike form?" So then Vishnu took his form, original form as Krishna, became their baby. Krishna is ready to reciprocate with every devotee's particular desire to associate with him in a particular way. As a servant, as a child, as a friend, as a lover. Take your choice. Actually, it's not necessarily a question of choice, because Jivera Supoya Krishnera Nitya Das, that eternal relationship that we have with God, it's now covered. It's there already in our hearts, and through the process of Krishna consciousness, we're just awakening that dormant, loving sentiment. Krishna says very clearly in Bhagavad Gita that all of them, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So Vasudeva and Devaki, they had this Vatsalya Bhav. They wanted the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their baby. Prabhupada describes, or rather Bhagavatam describes, that in a previous millennium, they were the personalities Sutapa and Prishni. And Lord Brahma approached them and requested them to generate progeny. To fill the universe with human society, with mankind. But they were great devotees, and everything they did was in relationship to Krishna. So they considered that if we're going to have children, let us have God as our child. So Sutapa and Prishni, they went to the mountains and they performed great austerities. This is, if you want to perform great austerities in ancient times, you go to the mountains. In Kali Yuga, if you want to perform great austerities, go on Sankirtan in the cities of Kali Yuga. We should want to perform austerity because we need to become detached from all that is sensual in this world and attached to Krishna. So some austerity is necessary. Austerity is the wealth of the brahmanas. Well, therefore, go on Sankirtan. When you're on Sankirtan, it's very clear, Dukalayam Ashashvatam, that this material world is a temporary place full of so many miseries. And it's very clear right before your eyes, the Gaur Shakti, how the mercy, the energy of Lord Chaitanya is delivering all these poor conditioned souls. Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam, Krishna says this, Krishna consciousness, the king of all knowledge, the king of all education. And one of the best ways to get that knowledge, that education, the realization in Krishna consciousness, is to go out on Sankirtan. It's one of the best places, if not the best place, to learn the process of Krishna consciousness. To become detached from this material world and attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. In fact, Prabhupada has said that the austerities that a devotee undergoes on Sankirtan in Kali Yuga, yeah, the benefit is far greater than that which the yogis got from meditating on the ice flows, the glaciers, for 10,000 years in Satya Yuga. So, Sutapa and Prishni, they went in the mountains and they performed yoga and they tolerated the cold and eventually the heat, and at one point they were only eating leaves. And those, that meaning those leaves that fell from the ground, they weren't picking and choosing the leaves from the trees. In this type of yoga, you take the leaves that have already fallen on the ground, they're little brown, you those are the leaves you eat. But most important, all the time they were thinking of Krishna. Krishna says, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you give away in charity, everything should be done as an offering to me. We may do many things in Krishna consciousness, but the essential ingredient, the main focus, is that always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So one day, Krishna appeared to them. Just like one day, if you continue with this process of Krishna consciousness, if you're strict and you're loyal to your guru, one day Krishna will also appear to you. Prabhupada said at the installation of some deities in America, if you think these deities are brass, they remain brass to you forever. But if you worship them properly, according to the rules and regulations of the scriptures, one day these deities will speak to you. So devotees, a devotee is always full of hope. Life may be difficult, we're still in this world. So we have our pains and we have our pleasures. But no matter how bad it gets, and it can get pretty bad. A devotee always remains hopeful. Because if you stick to this process, tel quel est, as we say in French, as it is, it's sure and certain that in due course of time, Krishna, he'll appear to you. So Krishna appeared and he offered them moksha, liberation from this nasty world. That's a pretty nice benediction. That's better than any material benediction. It's better than getting everything in this world from the heavenly planets downwards. It's moksha is better than that. You get freedom from all miseries in this world. But devotees, they don't accept moksha if it's devoid of devotion. They don't want freedom from this material world if it doesn't include devotional service to Krishna. No, sir. No, thank you. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavicham vadagadisha kamaye. Mama janmani jamanishwari bhavatat bhakti ahaitakitui. Hey, Lord! Lord! I'm not interested in any material opulence, in enjoying the opposite sex, in getting name and fame. I'm not even interested in moksha. Mama janmani janmani ishwar. I'm not interested in liberation. Let me take birth again and again if it means I can have your seva, your service. Actually, the service is so nice, the devotee would rather have service preaching in hell than existing without any problems in the impersonal Brahman. Hey, that's a pretty bold statement. You'd rather be in hell preaching Krishna consciousness than being free from any hassles in the impersonal Brahman. How do you know what you're talking about? No, by Prabhupada's mercy, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we know the bliss. We've experienced the satisfaction of preaching Krishna consciousness in hell, in Moscow. Yes, Moscow was hell before when they had nothing, and it's even more hell when they have everything now. We know the satisfaction of going out and distributing books in such a situation, hellish condition. Mamchayo vibhicharina bhakti yogina sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuya kalpate. That one who engages in the process of Krishna consciousness fully, he transcends the modes of nature and comes to the level of Brahman. He's happy anywhere in this world. So no, sir. We don't want moksha. We want you, Krishna, as our baby. So Krishna said, "Da." And he became Prishnagarbha. Then in the next millennium, the same couple appeared as Aditi and Kasyapa. This is the history of the universe. This is our history course. people are fascinated by history. They take history in school, the history of Russia, the history of America, the history of Japan, world history, and they get PhDs in history, all what happened in the past. And by studying history, you see, there's a saying, history repeats itself. Yes, it's very boring material history because it's the same thing over and over. Eating, sleeping, mating, pow, fighting. Eating, sleeping, mating, pow, fighting. This is history of the material world. No, Maharaj. There's some nice things too. You Hare Krishnas, you're so fanatic. No, there's some nice things, but if you've experienced this nectar of Krishna consciousness, what's nice out there, it's like dry stool, wet stool. The wet stool, the dry stool is not so bad, but it's still a stool. Abhrama bhuvana loka punar arvito arjuna mamupetiti kuntiya punar janma nividyate. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery. We're in repeated birth and death. Punar janma nividyate, one who attains to my abode, Arjuna. Ha! He never takes birth again. So we're not interested in the history of this material world from a materialistic viewpoint, but we are interested in the history of this universe from a spiritual point of view. Little do they know that the history of this universe contains a spiritual history as well. This is something wonderful. There's some history, there's some spiritual chapters to the history of this universe. This is, yes, we'll become history students. We'll study Bhagavatam. We can start with Gita. Paritvanaya sadunam vinashaya duskritam. Yes, Krishna says, to deliver my devotees, to annihilate the miscreants, and to reestablish the principles of religion, I appear millennium after millennium in this world, in this universe, in my original transcendental form. Wow! I want a PhD in that history course. In the science of devotional service, yes. Because Krishna says, I can be understood only by the process of devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of me, through this process of bhakti, such a devotee can attain the kingdom of God. That's what you get when you graduate from this history course. What do you get if you get a PhD in in history. It's one of those type of PhDs that you just end up being yourself a teacher.
Когда человек защищает диссертации на тему истории, затем он становится преподавателем истории или профессором истории.
Nowadays you can get very specialized PhDs, and but what do you do with those PhDs? They're so specialized that there's no work available, so you end up going back to the same university and teaching the same damn thing.
Они, конечно, специализируются по всем этим предметам, но часто они не находят себе работы, поэтому они возвращаются в университет и других там то же самое не учат.
And making about as much money as the fruit vendor on the sidewalk. For all that knowledge. But Krishna says in Krishna, a little advancement on this path of Krishna consciousness, Krishna says, saves one from the greatest fear. There's no loss or diminution, and a little advancement on this path saves one from the greatest fear, meaning rebirth. Therefore, when Sanatana Goswami had some free time, what did he study? He studied Bhagavatam. Not that we shouldn't study these other things, because we are in this world, we do need a career, but we should know in our heart of hearts, the most important education is Krishna consciousness, because one obtains optimum results. So Aditi and Kasyapa, they prayed, this is their second birth, and they who did they get as their son? Vamanadev.
Aditi Kasyapa также молились Господу, потому что он стал их сыном, и кто стал их сыном? Vamanadev.
And they liked this so much, having Krishna as their baby, you can imagine. They liked it so much, they said, can we do it again? Krishna consciousness is so nice, you're never satiated. You always want more and more. More Harikatha, more Kirtan, more Seva, Ananda Bhuti Bhardavanam. It's so nice, it's always fresh and always expanding Krishna consciousness. So Krishna said, "Da." Yes, and so the third time, he appeared as their child in the jailhouse of Kamsa. So they knew three times. They knew this is God. But they had some parental affection, so that the nature of that affection is that you're concerned. Even though he's God, because of the parental affection, it's nothing mechanical, it's something from the heart. They're still concerned. Oh, Kamsa may kill. He's killed seven, maybe he'll kill number eight. This propensity to worry about Krishna, like Vasudev or Devaki or Yashoda, this is Yogamaya. She causes the devotee to worry, so the intensity of love is increased. We see this even more in Brajalila. When Putana attempts to kill Krishna, or Trinivarta takes Krishna there. Mother Yasoda is just so worried. But the nature of that worry is that her love is increased. There's no end to that love. In the material world, love has a beginning, but it has an end. As George Harrison said, all things come to pass. Even the most beautiful romance in this world, and sometimes there is some very special situations where the romance lasts longer than a few years. Romeo and Juliet, there was nothing, they just loved each other so much, but it had to come to an end. But in Krishna consciousness, when we develop love for Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, there may be a beginning, but there's no end. It just goes on and on. It goes deeper and deeper and deeper eternally. That's something very satisfying to hear. Because there's nothing more important than love. Even the karmis have a glimmer of that, but of course what they're talking about is lust. But that natural desire to love, that's the intrinsic nature of the soul. What's the intrinsic nature of salt? It's salty. What is the intrinsic nature of sugar? It's sweet. What is the intrinsic nature of water? It's wet. What is the intrinsic nature of you, the soul, the spark of life, the Atma within that body? What is the essence of the soul, the very heart of the soul? What's most important to you, the spirit soul? I'll tell you. You want to love, and you want to be loved. That's the essence of everything. And that, in essence, is Krishna consciousness. It's all about relationships. Loving relationships with the devotees, loving relationships, service and relationships with the Guru, loving eternal relationships with Krishna as a servant, as a friend, as a baby, as a lover. That's why we joined this movement. Because we found material life, the loving relationships, to be very, very frustrating. Even in this world, if you have everything material, but you don't have love, you're miserable. But if you have love and you have nothing, you can still be happy.
Если у вас есть любовь, но при этом ничего нет, вы будете счастливы.
even to some degree, material relationship. If you have family and everything's okay, but you're poor, you can still be happy. But if you have everything and your family relationships are miserable, you're very unhappy. But that love in this world, it's temporary. So there's a lot of pain because we become separated. We have to depart with our loved ones today, tomorrow, at the end of life. This is a sad story of material life. But don't despair. You're on the path of transcendence. You're on the path of devotion. You're on the path back home, back to Godhead, to Sri Vrindavan Dham, where everything is just about loving relationships. And they go on and on and on ad infinitum, forever and ever and ever and ever.
Wow.
Whether you know it or not, whether you fully realize it or not, you made the right decision by joining this movement. Therefore, don't let anything distract you away from this movement. Never leave this movement. Stay with this movement because there's hope in Krishna consciousness.
Поэтому не давайте никому и ничему себя отвлекать, никогда не уходите из этого движения, находитесь здесь и развивайте свое сознание.
Sometimes on the ocean, the boat is crossing the ocean, so we're crossing the ocean of material existence. Sometimes the boat gets a little bit rocky and it gets scary. We don't jump out of the boat into the water. Then it's even that's a worse situation. You're all alone.
No.
Stay in the boat. It's a little rocky. Maybe get a little seasick. You vomit. That's okay. Stick with it. This boat's Bhavam Vudir. It's going across the ocean of material existence safely to the shores of Vaikuntha. So this process of Krishna consciousness satisfies the heart of hearts, love. The Beatles said, all you need is love. It's true, but they didn't know what type of love. Prabhupada brought us that idea, that opportunity for real love. So, out of love, Vasudeva and Devaki are concerned about their child. So much so that Vasudeva took Krishna from Mathura to Gokul. And gave the baby to Yashoda and Nanda Baba. And according to our acharyas, the love of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj for Krishna is considered even more refined than the love of Vasudeva and Devaki.
Нанда и Ешода даже более возвышены, чем любовь Васудевы и Гарики Кришны.
Of course, we shouldn't think that the love of Vasudeva and Devaki is in any way inferior to the love of Yashoda and Nanda. This would be an aparat. This is just spiritual varieties according to our to the devotee's taste. And nothing inferior, it's all absolute. I heard Prabhupada say in a lecture that anyone who thinks the love of Mother Yashoda is inferior to the love of Radharani, he's a great offender. In the very distinct, refined nature of our philosophy and our discussions, we talk about these things. This is, you know, amongst ourselves, we don't discuss these things in public, but amongst the Vaishnavas, we go deep, deep, deep into rasa and understand these things and pray that one day we can realize these things. Now, in the relationship of Nanda, Baba, and Yashoda with Krishna, they don't know that Krishna is God. By the power again of Yoga Maya, they forget. By the power of Yoga Maya, sometimes Krishna, he forgets he's God. There's no Aishraya Bhav, all in reverence. It's just very familiar, intimate, loving relationships. Actually, Krishna doesn't like, you know, for his advanced devotee, he doesn't like to be seen as the master. No, he likes to be, he's more pleased when his devotee thinks of him as his pet son, his personal friend, his dear fiancé. We say in French, la fiancé. Fiancé. Not even fiancé, because fiancé means married, a svakya. It's that some devotees are married to Krishna, like the queens of Dwarka. Even deeper is the gopis who aren't married, parakya bhav. Krishna's their lover, their paramour. This is even deeper. Aishvarya janate shaba jagat mishrita Aishvarya stila prema nahi mora prita. Lord Krishna was thinking. All the universe is filled with the conception of my majesty. But love weakened by that sense of majesty does not satisfy me. So imagine Nanda and Yasoda's anxiety, now they have Krishna as baby. Imagine their anxiety that, you know, Kamsa wants to kill him.
No, we're talking about Nanda, Baba, and Yashoda now.
И вы можете представить себе беспокойство Нанды, Махараджи и Шоды из-за того, что Камса пытался убить Кришну.
Васудева и Девяки, at least they had the, you know, the assurance. Well, we're concerned about him, but he's God.
Что касается Васудева и Девяки, они тоже беспокоились о Кришне, но, по крайней мере, у них было понимание того, что он Бог.
And what is God? Аджита! He's unconquerable. He may be our baby, but hey, watch out, Kamsa. He's Ajita. You see, he had his gada, he had his mace, he had his Sudarsan, he had his chakra. We just asked him to become baby. Watch out, Kamsa.
Devaki and Vasudeva, глубине души понимали, что Кришна Бог, поэтому несмотря на все угрозы Камса, они думали. Берегись, Камса, он появился с гадой из Дашни, с булавой из Гиса, поэтому он может с тобой разобраться. Мы просто попросили его стать похожим на ребенка, на самом деле это Господь.
They had that assurance.
У них была уверенность.
But Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maha, they didn't know by Yoga Maya. It's just, he's just my baby, but he's the best baby ever. So imagine their anxiety, which because it's focused on Krishna, makes them more Krishna conscious, if you can say like that. It increases their attachment to Krishna unlimitedly. Therefore, the Acharyas say that their love is more refined than Vasudeva and Devaki, from that point of view. Nanda Baba and Yashoda were so concerned that Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna that they hid him very carefully. Even his name-giving ceremony was done in secret. So these are all the dealings in the spiritual world. This is where we want to go. We all hanker to be involved in these intricacies of love. Right now we're entangled in the so-called love of this world, and therefore we're suffering. There's no real, no lasting happiness in the loving relationships in this world. Of course, when we speak about our society as devotees, those are spiritual relationships. But even if in the material world there is some genuine appreciation and relationship, ultimately, it comes to an end. So if we really love our loved ones, we should engage in the process of Krishna consciousness so that our loved ones can become Krishna conscious, and then we'll really be happy for them and know that they'll have an eternal relationship with Krishna. So one last point, which of course is the part of the subject of Prabhupada's purport. Very interesting how Prabhupada has purport. He said, just as Vasudeva and Devaki were concerned about Krishna's protections, and so were Nanda and Yashoda. Prabhupada said, in a similar way, he said, I'm worried if this movement will be killed by the Asuras, or it will continue to advance without fear.
Uh, Шрила Прабхупада подчеркивает в комментарии, что точно так же, как Васудева и Деваки беспокоились о Кришне, я тоже беспокоюсь об этом движении, смогут ли асуры его разрушить.
Prabhupada has written elsewhere that there's nothing that can stop this Krishna consciousness movement. How's that? Because it's the desire of the Lord. And he's Ajita, he's unconquerable. And he proclaimed that this movement would be successful from day one. He said, my name will be heard in every town and village of the world. You could say this movement's non-different than the Lord because it's his expressed desire. So why is Prabhupada worried? It's the same thing. Out of his love for Krishna, out of concern, he's worried. Devotees know this movement is the only hope for the world. And so many acharyas for so many centuries have worked very hard to make it manifest. When Lord Chaitanya was present, he had a vision of a worldwide society, not just some devotees in Bengal, some devotees in UP, Vrindavan or Navadvip in Puri, or a little bit South India. No. Lord Chaitanya envisioned the whole earth planet chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. He didn't think this Hare Krishna movement's only for Indians. Krishna never said he's an Indian god. He said that he is the seed-giving father of all living entities. Russian people are just as much Krishna's devotees as people who are born in Braj, as people who are born in Navadvip, as people who are born in Puri. Jivera Swapoya Krishnera Nitya Das. Everyone is an ecstatic lover of God, covered by different degrees of Russianness, Americanism, Chineseism, Australianism. And Krishna wants all of his devotees to come. He's saying, come home. Home is where the heart is. You can't really give your heart to material life without being cheated, abused, and exploited. One time Bhakti Sadhana Saraswati said, material life means you put your head on my lap and I cut your throat. No. Well, therefore, we can't give our heart and soul, we can't put our faith in material life. Prabhupada said, faith means to put your faith in something, to put your trust in something sublime.
Прабхупада объяснял, что мы должны верить только в самое возвышенное.
You can put your trust in Krishna consciousness. This is something sublime. So therefore, Prabhupada came to the West. He came to Moscow. A very foreign land at that time. We were brainwashed in America, in school, I'll tell you, quite frankly. Our school teacher said, Russia, that is the evil empire. No, it's true. When I was in school, and John F. Kennedy and different presidents, you know, the Russians were the bad guys. The Russians are coming! We imagine every Russian had little horns like this, and little red tail, and a little fork. And you were educated to think the Americans, they're the bad guys. This is all politics. Prahlad Maharaj discusses this concept of illusion of friends and enemies in Bhagavatam. Even as a devotee, I have to admit, when I first came to your country in 1988, there was some anxiety, and there was some apprehension. I didn't know what the Russians would be. You know, I was so surprised when I found that the Russian people are some of the sweetest people on the whole planet. Not only sweet, but very intelligent and artistic and creative. Therefore, in my preaching, even in foreign lands outside of Russia, I depend so much on my Russian disciples and Russian devotees to come to the West and show people what is Krishna consciousness through the medium of Krishna conscious culture, because you're so good at these cultural activities. Dancing, singing, theater, etc., etc. If there was no Russian devotees on my Polish tour, there would be no Polish tour. So one time, appreciating the service of the American devotees, Prabhupada said, all glories to the American devotees. So if Prabhupada was here now, I'm sure he would say, all glories to the Russian devotees. And that's why we keep coming back again and again. We love you so much. We love your service and your sacrifice and your... You see, actually, looking here now, 1,000 devotees here in the audience, we understand why Prabhupada came. He saw the future for Krishna consciousness in this country. There's no country outside of India where there are so many devotees.
When we see how on these festivals there are thousands of devotees, Мы понимаем, почему Шрила Прабхупада так хотел, чтобы сознание Кришны распространялось в России, потому что кроме Индии другой такой страны нет, где местные люди бы так энтузиастично присоединялись к сознанию Кришны.
So naturally, out of affection, Prabhupada was concerned. Will this movement go on? The demons are very strong. They're very powerful. They have very advanced weaponry. And sometimes they see us as the enemy. You know, a little humble Vaishnava with his dhoti or sari, just with his beads. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Yeah. This is the enemy. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Kill him! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare. They don't know. Rake Krishna Marike, Mari Krishna Rakike. If Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you. If Krishna wants to save you, no one can kill you. But still, out of love for this movement, which is Mahaprabhu's Gaura Shakti, his internal potency, Prabhupada's worried. When Prabhupada was on his deathbed, he called Giriraj Swami over. He said, Giriraj, how will this movement go on after I die? So Giriraj Swami said, well, if the devotees remain pure, if we follow the principles and chant Hare Krishna, Prabhupada said, yes, but organization, good organization and intelligence, it will continue. One time Prabhupada said, I have a plan to take over the world in 18 days. Devotees, okay Prabhupada, let's take over the world. Prabhupada said, but you're not ready yet. So we have to rise to this challenge and actually qualify ourselves to continue this great mission, which is the culmination of the work, the service, the love, the devotion of so many acharyas and so many devotees for 500 years. We have a big responsibility on our shoulders. And we have to be aware there is some opposition. You know it better than me here in Russia. Even as I was growing up, when I was your age, in Krishna consciousness in America, we also had some opposition. There was an anti-cult, and Prabhupada said one time he didn't want to come to America because he was afraid the deprogrammers would try to kidnap him. That would have been their good fortune if, well, one sense, that they would have had Prabhupada in their midst. That would have been their opportunity to see Lord Nrisingadev. Just like... It's like Prahlad, as soon as Hiranyakashipu tried to touch one hair on Prahlad's head, Nrisimhadeva appeared from the pillar. So they would have seen modern day version of Nrisimhadeva.
Когда Хираньякашипу был готов, то есть когда Хираньякашипу хотел убить Прахлада Махараджа, как только он коснулся Баласкаса, его голова сразу же Нрисимхадева появился, поэтому если бы они попытались даже коснуться Прахлада, они бы увидели Нрисимхадева современного века.
And Nrisimhadeva is protecting this movement. When Prabhupada was leaving America in 1971, he had a heart attack again. He wanted to go back to India to get cured. He told us, I may not come back. 1971, I may not come back to America. Prabhupada left in 77, but as early as 71 he said he may not come back. Those who are serving prasad should go get ready to serve prasad. Prasad is in 15 minutes. I have exactly 13 minutes to wind up my class. If you're hungry, just wait a little bit longer. This is also a form of prasad. But so that we can serve prasadam properly, those who are servers should go now, and you can listen to the tape later. Where was I? I forget where I was. Also, Prabhupada said, I may not come back. He said, Lord Nrisimhadev will protect you in my absence. Can you imagine? Prabhupada said, Nrisimhadev will protect you when I'm gone. So really nothing can really stop this movement. But Lord Chaitanya has said there's one thing that can deter the progress, or you could say stop the movement. He said that's internal dissension. Party spirit, politics. My side, your side, like that. So we have to remain as one body of devotees, ultimately identifying ourselves all as ISKCON members, Prabhupada's followers, servants, humble servants of our gurus.
Понимать, что все мы последователи Прабхупады, смиренные слуги наших гуру.
In America we say, united we stand, divided we fall.
В Америке говорится, что вместе мы победим, поодиночке погибнем.
Divided because we can't cooperate, because we have our own personal interests.
Поодиночке означает, что мы не можем сотрудничать, у всех у нас личные интересы.
So really, the most important thing is the purity of the heart.
Поэтому самое важное для нас сегодня это чистота сердца.
And of a pure heart, we'll take the overall interest of the movement as our priority. Therefore, Prabhupada said, preaching is the essence. Books are the basis. Utility is the principle. And purity is the force. If we're all pure in heart, then the society will be pure, because the society means all the individual members taken together. So we need to be pure, become pure, and stay pure. And how do we do that? Well, we do so many things from the morning when we wake up till we go to bed at night. There's so many things we do. But what's most important? There's five principal activities in Krishna consciousness: chanting Hare Krishna, Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity, living in a holy place, associating with devotees. But Shastra is very clear, the most important of them is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there's a lot of dust, a lot of contamination, so we have to do a lot of chanting. We have to take advantage of the problem. We have to do a lot of chanting, Prabhu. A lot in our lives, we have to do a lot of chanting. Therefore, Prabhupada said minimum 16 rounds. That's just the beginning. So that's the minimum. You could, just like you could, just to keep the body and soul together, Raghunath Das Goswami took a little palmful of buttermilk every day so he could stay alive to preach to the devotees and do his bhajan. So minimum 16 rounds keeps the soul enlivened. But you know, who wants to eat the minimum? We're not supposed to imitate the Goswamis. We take prasad to our full satisfaction. So chant, 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 chant.
16 кругов – это только для начинающих преданных. Это самый минимум, который позволяет нам хоть как-то выживать духовно, как, например, Рагунанда с Госвами, для того, чтобы просто выживать, продолжать поддерживать жизнь в теле, я принимал одну чашку пахты в день. Но кто хочет принимать одну чашку пахты в день, мы хотим принимать полный просад, правильно? Поэтому
And whenever you have the opportunity for kirtan, congregational, come running to the kirtan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said of his guru, I'm simply running behind you, shouting, Krishna, 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 Krishna. And when you have an opportunity to go on Sankirtan and loudly chant the holy names for the benefits of even the immovable living entities, be enthusiastic and go as soon as possible. Our whole life revolves around the chanting of Hare Krishna. Chanting ourselves and delivering the chanting to others. That's all we really live for, to chant and to inspire others to chant. That's our life in this world. As for ourselves, Prabhupada said this chanting is just like the crying of a baby for its mother.
Когда мы воспеваем для себя, что Прабхупада говорит, это все равно, что плач ребенка, обращенный к матери.
A baby's helpless. What can a baby do?
Что могут сделать дети?
It can't feed itself.
Они не могут сами себя накормить.
It can't clean itself.
Не могут сами себя почистить.
If any bugs come, he's at mercy of the bugs, the mosquitoes, the bed bugs, snakes. So we are also helpless. We have our science, our technology, but does that stop us from taking birth, from getting disease? Does it stop us from getting old? Does it stop us from death? No. We're also helpless in this world of birth and death. We have to call out, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram,
Ram.
If the baby just calls out, Mommy, Mommy will continue cooking, you know. But if the baby calls out, Mommy, what? So if you chant in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna is busy, he's has his Ras Lila. He's not gonna. But if you call out from your heart, Krishna will be there immediately. Sakrid eva prapano yas tavasmiti cha yachate abhayam savada tasmai dadam nyaita vitam mama. Ram says, if someone surrenders unto me, saying, my Lord, from this day on, I am a fully surrendered, I'm fully surrendered unto you, Ram says, I'll give him protection. And Ram says, even if Ravana were to call out to me like that, I would give Ravana protection. So we have to chant in the mood of taking shelter, then our hearts will be purified. Then collectively we can preach, continue this great legacy, and surely nothing will stop this movement. We'll be happy and satisfied in the service of Srila Prabhupada, so there'll be no dissension which can harm the movement. And the preaching will go on, it'll expand unlimitedly, giving great pleasure to Srila Prabhupada. And after reading this shlok and Prabhupada's purport, then we can turn to Prabhupada and we can say, Prabhupada, don't worry. By your grace, this movement is going on nicely. You don't have to worry. This movement's going on. Just be happy, be pacified, everything's going. These Russian devotees are so pure in heart. They're practicing so nicely. The preaching is expanding. Don't worry. Your initial mission to Moscow to plant the seed of Krishna consciousness, it's turned into a big tree. The seed has brought a big tree, producing so many fruits and flowers of wonderful Krishna conscious devotees who are themselves going everywhere, all over the country, spreading the seeds of Krishna consciousness.
There
is no internal problem, Srila Prabhupada. These devotees are very strict in following the regulative principles. They chant their 16 rounds every day. They understand the purpose of your mission, and they're preaching, and they're happy, and they're effective. Don't worry, Śrīla Prabhupāda. Grantara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, ISKCON Russia ki, ISKCON Worldwide ki, back home, back to Godhead ki, Rup Premanande! Shashiva Balshoi.